Good evening, everyone. Our procession is about to start. Before it does that, I'd like to ask you to turn off any mobile phones and paging devices. And I would also like to mention we're filming this proceedings, and if there is anyone who would prefer not to be filmed, those seats over at the other side, the camera won't go on that area. So if you'd like to avoid being filmed, please move. And if you'd like to stand up, I think the procession will be coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the University of Melbourne and to the first of our Indigenous orations in Parkville, the Ngurrum Oration. I would like to welcome particularly Professor David Pennington, the former Vice-Chancellor of our University, and to Senator Rachel Seward from the Australian Greens. We've called the oration Ngurrum Oration, Ngurrum being the Wiwaring word for the area around Port Phillip Bay. And this is a companion oration to the Dungala Kayala Oration, which we hold each year in Shepparton. In a moment, Auntie Joy Wanton Murphy will conduct the Welcome to Country. But before I introduce her, may I tell you about our program for today, and about our visitors from New Zealand. That will save you from hearing from me again and again before each speaker as they rise and speak. First, as the program, as I've said, there will be a welcome to country. Then we will hear the Maori karanga to Professor Jerry's oration. Following the oration, Professor Susan Elliott will respond to it on behalf of the university. And then our Vice-Chancellor, Professor Glenn Davis, will launch the new Marib Barak Institute. And after the launch, Professor Ian Anderson, Director of the Institute, will reflect on the meaning of the day to the university. May I now tell you something about our distinguished guests from New Zealand. Our orator today, as you've heard, is Professor Mason Dury. Mason is a member of the Rangitani Ngāti Kufata and the Ngangi Rukawa tribes. He graduated in medicine in 1963, completed a specialist training in psychiatry at McGill University, Montreal in 1970, and was subsequently appointed Director of Psychiatry at the Palmerston North Hospital in New Zealand. From 1986 to 1988, he was Commissioner on the Royal Commission on Social Policy and was appointed Chair in Maori Studies at the Massey University in 1988. He's currently Professor of Maori Research and Development and was very recently appointed to the role of Deputy Chancellor at Massey University. He's on the governing body of the Tuwanga Arokawa, a tribal tertiary educational institution. He chairs the New Zealand Vice-Chancellor's Maori Advisory Standing Committee and is also Chair of the Massey University Academy for Maori Research and Scholarship. His research interests include Maori health, with special focus on mental health, Maori development, and Maori futures planning. He has written extensively on Maori and Indigenous development, and in 2009 developed the Parangi Lectures on the Maori in 2030. is currently chairing the Ministerial Task Force on the Service Delivery of Maori Families and is a member of the Health Research Council Long Range Strategic Advice Committee. As I mentioned, Mesa will come to the rostrum to give his oration in response to a special Maori call known as karanga. The karanga will be given by Professor Arroyo Jiri. Arroyo Jiri is a member of the Ngāti Puru, the Rongo Afakata and Ngāi Tahu tribes. She has degrees in sociology and education from Massey University. Her doctoral thesis analysed public policy for Maori education and implications for successive generations of Maori children. After teaching at primary and secondary schools, she joined the academic staff of the Massey University and as Professor of Maori Education established the School of Maori and Multicultural Education. She has served on several national education committees and has been a long-standing member of the Massey University Human Ethics Committee and the University Research Committee. Her own research interests include Maori education policy, the constitutional position of Indigenous Pacific peoples, and the transmission of Maori language and culture within families. As I've mentioned, Aroa's karanga will follow the welcome to country, which will be given by Auntie Joy. For many of us, she needs no introduction. She's a valued patron of the university's Indigenous programs and a regular visitor to our campus. Auntie Joy is an Aboriginal elder of the Wurundjeri people, and she's been involved with Aboriginal issues for 30 years or more. She's chairperson of the Australian Indigenous Consultative Assembly and has held executive positions across many sectors of government. Auntie Joy holds, amongst other positions, that of honorary professor at Swinburne University. She's a trustee of the National Gallery of Victoria, a member of the Victoria Police Ethical Standards Consultative Committee and the Equal Opportunity Commission. She's also an Australian Day Ambassador and operates, amongst her other activities, her own business. So far as a first step in the program, it gives me great pleasure to invite Auntie Joy to the lectern now to give welcome to country.
Quite emotional to start looking at my great-great-uncle's artwork, but nevertheless, I'd like to begin by paying my respects to my father and to my ancestors, and of course to my great-great-uncle, William Barak, or his traditional name, Barak. Could I also acknowledge our elders and ancestors of this great country of ours and pay my respects to them and thank them for giving us the diligence, the strength and the courage to continue on not only with our lives but with our culture. And I'd also like to pay my respects to all of our elders that indeed have passed on, including my eldest two brothers that have gone to the dream time just in the last couple of years, especially my eldest brother who was the Ngarrangheta, or the headman of the Wurundjeri people, which leaves me in the position of being the senior elder of the Wurundjeri people. It is a great honour and a privilege, but also one can expect to stand up to what is put in front of oneself and also to accept those challenges as the Ngarrangheta himself would have done. I'd also like to acknowledge the presence of brothers and sisters that are with us tonight and just say to you how proud I am to see you all. And, you know, when we speak about our community, it's with, especially from the elders of the community, it's an honour to be able to know where our community has come from, know where you are now, and certainly know the direction that you are giving our community to continue. And in the group of our colleagues, could I also acknowledge Paul Briggs that's with us this evening and was mentioned by the Chancellor to say that, Paul, it's a special honour to have you with us tonight on this on the NAM oration. I'd also like to acknowledge Chancellor Alex Chernov and say it's a great pleasure to meet you at long last, and our associations are somewhat through my late husband. So it's quite an occasion for me this evening. Could I also acknowledge Vice Chancellor and all of our the chancellors that are with us this evening, and of course that includes Dr. Ian Anderson, who is one of our foremost leaders at such a time when it's so necessary, but firmly still has his feet on the ground. Could I also acknowledge our very special guests who have also been mentioned, and but also to say that kia ora to Aurora and to Mason, it is an honour to have you on Wurundjeri country, and I hope that your stay with us is as enjoyable as can be, but certainly the spirit of this country I hope will give you great comfort and keep you safe. The NAM oration, as you've already heard, NAM actually is the Woi Wurrung word for Melbourne and the adjoining areas. And for me, it's such a privilege to have language, the Woi Wurrung language, especially included in the oration tonight. And again, I do want to thank Dr. Ian Anderson for his innovations and, of course, carrying those through. I guess when we talk about the oration and what it might mean to me specifically and to the Wurundjeri people, it is important to say to you that we are a community that's indeed very strong. We are a community that indeed is the minority. But of course, we know that with many of our colleagues in all our various areas of work that we are supported, and I'd like to thank you personally for coming along this evening. My great honour in my life has been, I guess there are quite a few moments when I'd like to reflect on, but I think the most important honour for me, as I said earlier, is to be the senior elder of the Wurundjeri people. Lonely and all as it might be, not having your family around you to support you, not being able to seek that advice from someone who's older than you or has indeed inherited such a position. But it is through the spirit of my eldest brother, the Narangita, that I would like to acknowledge that we are still and always will be on Wurundjeri country here in NAM. When I was born, I was the second eldest girl, and for me, it's again that honour and privilege that I have to be the eldest living girl of our family of 10. So together with my father's siblings, his parents, and my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, or great-grandchild, I extend a welcome to you on this very special occasion. These leaves, although looking a little bit weathered tonight, are from where I live still today, and where there is such great strength that comes from that area because of the ability to have been able to have been born on your birthplace and being able to remain there, and of course have many generations before you born there, lived there, and as I said, three generations beyond me. And of course Corran Dirk is within that land where I live, or I actually live on the land of Corran Dirk. So from my country to yours, I extend a welcome to country by offering you as the Yanibal to share from these branches of gum leaves, which is our belonging. Each Aboriginal community is known by its geographical area, or a bird, or the animal of that area. So these leaves are extended to you. The gift of this land is one of the most precious resources that we have, and we as the first people of this land acknowledge that great resource and that special gift. This leaf, should you accept it, means that you are welcome to everything, from the tops of the trees to the roots of the earth. And it also means, because we share from this gift of the earth, that we become linked symbolically. And I'd like to thank you, because it means that you also join with us to pay your respects and honour the spirits of our ancestors who have nurtured this very land here in Naam for many, many thousands of years. But with this goes a responsibility, the same responsibility that my ancestors before me, and indeed all ancestors of this great country of ours, is that what we've been given is special. But in order to maintain it and retain it, we need to care for what we've been given. We need to nurture not only the land, but we need to nurture each other and know that the spirit of country is always with you, so long as respect is given. It is a great privilege to be here tonight in my language, the Woi Wurrung, Wamindjikar Wurundjeri Balak, Yeminkundibik, and you are most welcome to the traditional lands of the Wurundjeri people. Thank you.